Ghost Tactical Production Studio, welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast, where we dissect and discuss the entire spectrum of being an armed citizen in America. So you think in today's climate, being a gun person is hard enough as it is with all the anti-gunners and the proposed legislation that's coming after what we fear is our rights to keep and bear arms. Well, just when you think that you think you've got it bad enough, there's always someone else out there that might just be a little bit more different than you are. All right, I'd like to welcome in our guest this week, and he's a good friend of mine. He's involved in the Second Amendment community as a content creator and as an activist and advocate, obviously. But he's putting out some videos. He has an Instagram account. You can check him out pretty much all over the social medias, and I'll let him talk about exactly where he is and what platforms. But he goes by Patriot in the Dark, and the name has a special meaning that most of you guys may not quite get until he says it. But I want to bring in Patriot in here, and he brings a different perspective to the gun community than I think that most people would have. So what's going on, my friend? How you doing today?
I'm happy to be here.
Good. And can you kind of explain the name Patriot in the Dark and the meaning that it has that a lot of people may not realize?
Well, first of all, I'm an American down to my bones. That's the most important thing to me, being patriotic. And in the dark, it kind of has a funny thing. I'm actually totally blind. Recently, as of 10 years, I believe, I've been blind. I lost my vision after having a full life of vision and traveling the world. You know, I was in the Marine Corps and traveled for work. And so I've been all over, and I basically wore my eyes out.
And explain to the listeners that, you know, were you a gun guy prior to the vision impairment, or is this something new?
When I was young, as a child, I had, you know, the BB guns, the 22s. My first rifle was a Marlin, I believe. And I hunted, you know, bow hunted and rifle hunted, never shotgun. Really, I was a city kid. But I had family that lived in the country. So, you know, every hunting season, whatever, that's where we were. After high school, you know, I stopped, went in the Marine Corps and, you know, did my time. And once I got out, I really just kind of went full force into a career as far as traveling and programming and doing the stuff that I was in. With that, I traveled 90% of the year. And so a lot of time away from home, I didn't really do anything with firearms because, you know, traveling out of the country and stuff, they would have been just sitting at home. So I really wasn't on the forefront of anything that I was doing at the time. I did retire from the travel bit. And then, you know, I had some vision issues. I was working with some, you know, data tables with programming and that. And I noticed some numbers were missing. And, you know, after, I don't know, 11 surgeries or so, I stopped working because I was totally blind within, I don't know, a year or two. From that point, I had a lot of time, obviously, at home. And so I didn't travel after going blind. So one of the things I did was tried finding hobbies. You know, I used to do cars and things like that, but obviously being a blind guy, you know, they don't like us driving. And so I was looking for basically something that I could do that would occupy me. I like to do things with my hands. Well, I ended up calling around to a couple gun shop and basically asking if they had, you know, a 1911, and they're asking, you know, what I want it for. And being totally blind, I called because I wanted to find something that I could take apart, you know, and discussing it with, you know, a couple of the guys, you know, most of them, they kind of gave me a cold shoulder, you know, like, what do you want? You're kind of crazy. Because I wanted a 1911 that I could take apart, put back together. And from that point, I did find, you know, a gentleman at a local shop, and talking with him, he was really cool with it, actually. He didn't have any issues with it. And I don't know, you know, if it was something that just rang true with him, or if it was, you know, just something that was a little different and he was bored. But I went in and I bought a 1911 pistol. Shortly thereafter, I've kind of amassed a collection. I do have my CNR license, my 03 FFL, and you know, that kind of pulls into things. But just getting the first pistol and going out and shooting the 45, it was pretty exciting. You know, I'm sure there was people that were on the range were kind of looking at me crazy because being a blind guy. But
what the hell's this guy doing?
All I wanted was, you know, this little project. You know, I didn't figure it was going to go anywhere. It was just something that I could take apart, put together, and so I would stay sharp. You know, I mean, I do computer stuff, you know, but that's, I don't know, it's not really anything physical with your fingers that you're taking or building. You know, from there, I you know, picked up a 9mm because it was cheaper to shoot. And then that wasn't good enough. So then I bought a smaller 9mm. And then I got a couple 32 ACP pistols that were, you know, CNR, you know, MilSERP pistols. And then, you know, got some of this and some of that and a shotgun and, you know, a couple rifles, ARs, you know, I kind of went the gambit. A lot of things have started since I went blind.
So for you, it's being an armed citizen isn't just about the guns. It's more than that for you. It's keeping your mind and your senses honed in. It sounds like to me that you kind of got back into guns because you wanted the mechanical side to take it apart, put it back together, and figure out that. And is that a correct statement? And if so, then that's a really interesting take that I think most people would not have guessed.
Yeah, exactly. The first thing I do when I get a pistol or rifle or whatever it is I take it all apart. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, brand new or used or whatever. I tear it down to the smallest parts because if I can't put it together, you know, it's something I put on myself. You know, I like doing it, you know, and it's something that, you know, makes me feel empowered because I don't need sighted people to help. You know, I can search out different things online, you know, the different breakdowns. I can find out what piece is missing when I'm putting back, you know, the 1942 Walther that lost that little spring or, you know, whatever. It's a challenge, but it's something that, you know, nobody can take away from me. You know, and then that goes into, you know, concealed carry and all the other fun things.
All right. Well, I want to take this a little different direction here, and I'm going to say a couple of words to you. And I want to kind of get your thought on what your initial thoughts when you hear the words armed citizen. What do those words mean to you?
Being empowered, that, you know, you're self-reliant. You know, that's the two main things, that you can protect what's yours and that you're independent, basically.
And I think that's something that's coming from your circumstances now. And like you said, you haven't always been visually impaired. You were a sighted person for most of your life, at least the majority of your life. And now circumstances have changed. And I think it's impressive that not only did you not freak out and kind of give up, but you fought through it. You took the punches as they came. You made the best of a bad situation. In a roundabout way, maybe guns have brought a little bit more peace to you. Maybe not because it's for, like you said, for self-defense or whatever, but a lot of it's because it's a hobby to learn in the mechanical side of firearms because they are machines. And for someone who's mechanically inclined or mechanically minded, the ins and outs and workings of a firearm are just as important or just as fascinating as a motor vehicle or an automobile, a car, whatever you want to call them. Can you kind of explain your journey from that point of wanting to get a gun or a 1911, how that has transitioned you into now creating media content, focusing on trying to help other visually impaired people that might want to be firearm people but don't know how?
When I first started, you know, you look up on, you know, the videos and try to piece together how things are. you know, how they work, how they come apart, you know, just like the basic field strip. A lot of people that put out content, it's visual based, obviously, it's a video. And so they might not use the right nomenclature, the right words. Because I like to know exactly what I'm doing, that, you know, the actual names of each part. And a lot of videos that I seen at the beginning, they would skip over things, or they would point, and they would point at something and say, okay, take this part until it looks like this. Well, to me, that didn't mean anything, you know, and so I would have to put 3, 4, 5 different videos, and go through a whole list of videos to actually break down each section, because somebody might say something that was a little different and it might explain something better. To me, everything is more like an, you know, the listening to the radio. And so going through 10, 15, 20 different videos so that you can get a complete teardown of a pistol or a rifle or something, that kind of made me search hard and long for, you know, that more complete video or, you know, information. Well, that just kept me pushing farther and farther to find, you know, the best people to listen to or whatever. Well, once I kept doing that, the gun channels came up on gunchannels.com, and I didn't really know, you know, what gun channels was when I first signed up. Well, then I started, you know, getting more, you know, vocal and drawn into, you know, that scene, and it kind of got exciting, you know. And once I would get in these live chats, you know, nobody knew me, nobody knows that I'm a blind guy, so they don't look at me any different than anybody else. So there was that anonymity or whatever. And so I would jump in and I would ask questions. Well, you know, me with my, I don't know, I've got kind of a dry sense of humor. I like to joke a lot, because it in a normal situation, it brings people a little bit easier, you know, to deal with. You know, they're not so uptight and uncomfortable about being around a blind guy. You know, being in with the crowd and talking and stuff like that, you know, it got me noticing what was kind of lacking. You know, because most sighted people, you know, you look at a video and it's easy to follow because you visually see what's going on in the different things. At the same time, I've got, you know, blind and visually impaired friends that I talk with that are gun people, and that they've never really crossed paths. But the more time I spent, you know, talking on these shows or whatever, where I'm just in, you know, the text chat, so, you know, nobody knows my voice or whatever, finally got to the point where I knew things that I wanted, you know, to get out. And so kind of through some, you know, some people like you, Ghost, kind of gave me that motivation that, you know, oh, sure, everybody could turn on a camera.
I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Let's just be real about it.
You know, so it's, I never intended on doing videos. I mean, honestly, I never, you know, thought about it, really. I mean, you know, maybe a tripod, you know, do kind of thing. And it was more, I figured I would write, you know, write some things, because I, you know, I used to do like technical manuals. The video person, I, you know, I never did that. You know, that wasn't an idea, because there was only two people that knew I was blind by the time I started the Instagram thing, and that was you and Clover. So I slowly started letting, you know, people know, you know, just the one.
It wasn't public yet. You let people know, but you asked us all to kind of maybe, hey, until I'm ready to make the announcement, you know, please, you know, not, because I think you had a plan, did you not, of how you were going to announce it to everybody, because no one knew.
I had to decide if I was going to do anything. I mean, you know, what use is it to come out if you're just going to sit there in the chat still, you know? You guys held it tight, and I couldn't believe it. You know, it worked out pretty good.
I can't believe it either. I'm not going to lie.
And it surprisingly, before the actual, you know, the whole contest thing that I did with Midnight Range TM, you know, there was, I would say, 8 or 9 people that knew. Yeah, well, so I was
a lot of that
really
came down to a lot of people respected what you were trying to do and what you were doing in life. And you're still a friend of ours, whether you can see or not. So for me, it was real simple. It was easy not to say anything just because it was like, he's not making a big deal about it. So I guess I won't either, you know?
And it was, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of, you know, to see where it's going to go from here. You know, they don't know a blind guy that, you know, collects guns, that has a 03 FFL. Alone.
Well, you're the first person that I know
carry.
Does that. You know, you're like I said, yeah, you're the first person I've ever known. So,
and there's a lot of us out here. All right, it's not something that a lot of people talk about, you know, because there's a lot of backlash. You know, where you go to a gun shop and then there's those guys that are like, you know, what do you want? You know, no, you can't do that, or no, I'm not going to give you that class, or why would I give you that class? And oh, it's so dangerous.
Yeah,
you
know, there's just ignorant people everywhere, man.
Yeah. And so dealing with that, there's, you know, there's people that really motivated me, because, you know, I was just starting in this whole venture, you know, and there's people that I talked with that, you know, have done it since, you know, they were kids, and, you know, they're of age and, you know, older. You know, so it brought it to, you know, to me, because, you know, anybody that I'd ever seen before, you know, I mean, what do you know about blind people besides what you, you know, read in a book?
Yeah, that's so true. But there's a lot of misconceptions and stereotypes out there about a lot of different groups, and the visually impaired are just one of those groups that kind of get a bad rap at times. But, you know, as far as what your mission is, or what you're looking, your goals to be in the firearms content creation community, what are a couple of things that you're really going to be focusing on?
I don't know. I really focus on, you know, the safety part of it. You know, I mean, that, and that was kind of an idea that I came across early, was, you know, well, how can you do this? Because, you know, you won't know if you're doing this, or you're muzzling somebody, or, you know, all the different things that people worry about, which are, you know, the legitimate concerns. I mean, you know, the you know, if you're at a range and stuff, but, you know, when you make sure that things are, you know, regimented, and you stick to them, and, you know, the range officers, whatever, they see that, and they kind of, you know, it's not such a big thing anymore. You know, you go to a range a lot, and they see you all the time. You know, they end up knowing you. It's not, you know, you might get a straggler that comes in off the street or something, and gets kind of weird that, you know, the blind guy next to you is shooting better than they are, you know. But, yeah, that's their problem.
That's right. Now, I think it's really interesting, you know, we're going back to the video side of things, and you had mentioned earlier that, you know, when you were trying to figure out how to take apart the 1911 and, you know, go through that whole process, and someone might have a really good kind of a breakdown, but they say you got to take this and make it that, and not telling what part they're talking about, or being very deliberate and very, you know, very succinct in what they were trying to say as far as what part. When YouTube comes around, and we all know as content creators, there is an option that you have that has closed captioned, which is interesting to me, because I like the idea that someone could be deaf, but they could still, you know, read the screen, see the visuals, still read the screen and know what the person's saying. But until you're faced with someone that is blind and doesn't have the sight visual, the closed caption doesn't help you. And I think it's really fascinating that the series that you have right now on breaking down a 1911, and you've got the camera on it, and you obviously have done this many, many times, but what is amazing is you go step by step, and you're even discussing how far to turn a certain thing, or you've got to rotate this, you know, counterclockwise, 45 degree angle and stuff like that. You're being extremely specific on how you're doing things and how you're explaining it. And for someone who just makes regular videos like myself, I've never thought about that. And it made me change the way that maybe I start making videos, especially if I'm doing a review video or something like that. I'm keeping in the back of my mind now that there might be someone that's looking for a range bag that has limited or no sight, and they can't see the pocket that I'm talking about. So let's describe what's in this pocket. Let's describe the material that it's made of. Let's describe the size of it. So if someone is watching that, they can actually hear, hopefully I portray what I'm trying to get across to them. So I think that's incredible because most people, like you said, most people don't ever think about the people watching YouTube videos they can't see. People sit there and say, well, why are they watching videos that they can't see? Well, they're trying to get information just like all of us. And so I wonder, you know, what's your feedback been from other content creators or other visually impaired people, especially on the videos that you're making? Do they like the detail that you're going through in your videos?
Yeah, actually, the couple blind guys that I know are visually impaired people, you know, they've, you know, contacted me and said that, you know, they enjoy it. But the biggest thing, because I don't know how many actual visually impaired people have been watching my videos. I haven't, you know, figured that all out yet. But the sighted people, especially people I've talked with for, you know, a year and a half, they've really said that, you know, that they start thinking about it. You know, they're in the middle of a video and they stop it and they restart because they want to, you know, make their video better, you know, or easier just with me in mind. You know, I'm watching their video and they're doing something, you know, it's not making them second guess, but, you know, I can tell because I can hear them slowing down in a video and they're making a point of, you know, describing, okay, well, this is on the left side or this is on the right side. And I think it's great. You know, I mean, if anything, if I only do one thing, I'm making, you know, people slow down and actually, you know, describe things better. I would be happy.
I find myself trying to get better at that because if we can all take your lead and start creating videos that are obviously can always be closed captioned for the hearing impaired, you know, if we can all kind of take your lead and understand that there is a part of the gun community that is blind, and maybe with your leadership and us trying to, the sighted people, as you call us, try to do a better job of creating videos that are applicable to a blind person that might help them in any way, shape, or form, then maybe not only do we help them bring them to the YouTube, the gun channels, the social media community, but it also may help them break down their barriers and say, you know, if Patriot out there is vocal and he's public about his impairment, but yet he's still an avid gun person, and maybe I can too. So I think it's really amazing what you're doing. I want to thank you for doing that because it did take a lot for you, and it took a while for you to decide if you were going to become, you know, public with your gun channels and your gun community friends. So I really am glad. If you have a message, and I don't know if you're one of those people that, you know, have these missions and messages that you're trying to get out, but if there was a message that if there was a visually impaired person that's listening to this podcast right now and hears what you're saying and goes through your story, understands where you've come from, and they want to be a gun person or they are gun people but are worried about what people would think in the community, if you had a message to any of these people, what would that be?
Yeah. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, adapt and overcome, of course, but that's been beaten in my head. So,
well, also you heard that as a Marine. So that's been a long time coming for you.
Yes. That's, it falls back to it like that. You know, I mean, you can't allow somebody else's issues, fears, concerns dictate what you do, because they don't know where you've been, they don't know where you're going. You know, only you know where you've been, and sometimes that's a good thing. But you know, you can't stop. I mean, I get up every day and I just thank that I'm still here, because you know, I might have lost my sight, but I haven't lost my vision. You know, I've gained so much more being blind than I did in I appreciate things a lot more than I ever did when I was sighted.
Real quick, go ahead and try to plug your content, your platforms that you are on. Tell them where they can find you and all that stuff, and any projects that you have working on right now.
All right. Well, I go by Patriot in the Dark on YouTube. That is just one word. On GunTube, you can search me out. This basically the same way. GunStreamer is Patriot in the Dark. On Instagram, in between the words are underscores. And on Twitter, I'm at Patriot underscore ITD as in the dark. It also shows up as Miles M on some of those. Gunchannels.com. And you find me, I'm usually on the front page, under Patriot. And I do have a channel. It's called The Dark Side. It's in progress. Hopefully it'll start producing some good stuff over there. Yeah, I'm around. You just
Yeah,
find
you're everywhere. You're
look
just
in a
like the rest
live
of them.
chat. I'm usually the one over there messing with
That's
people,
right.
excited guys. You got to keep them on their toes.
Well, buddy, I really appreciate you coming on the show this week, and I've had a really good time in the last year or so, year and a half of getting to know you. And the wonderful thing about this community and the gun community, but especially the gun channels community, we call them the gun channels crew or whatever, is you make some lifelong friends, and you and I have a lot of things in common. We're obviously gun people, but we're also fellow Marines, but we've never met. And but we can sit there and discuss things as if we've known each other since we were 2 years old. And you are a very good friend of my life. And it's weird how things happen when some of the good friends you have in your life, you've never met in person, but you can have conversations with them and know that they're a real person, which is really awesome. And I want to thank you for coming on. So guys, go check out Patriot in the Dark. He is everywhere. He is starting to put out some good two-way content, and it's not just for the visually impaired. They're just quality videos about breaking down different guns. But if you are visually impaired and you're wondering if there's a space for you in our community, the answer is absolutely yes. We are here with open arms. Please come join us. Follow the lead of Patriot in the Dark, and open your mind to a whole new community out here that we don't judge. We're not going to bash you or anything. We're welcoming anyone that's willing to come in and talk guns. And I want to say thank you once again for coming on the show. And we will see you sometime on a live show, I'm sure, Miles. And I appreciate you very much for coming on.
Anytime, brother. Appreciate it.
Well, once again, guys, I want to thank Patriot for coming in and joining us this week on the podcast. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast. We're going to try to do a little different things with this and talk with a lot of different people within the industry and within the community and discuss how being an armed citizen is different to different people. So I want to say thank you once again for listening. Please make sure to check out all of our content, whether it's on YouTube or Instagram or GunStreamer or GunTube or everywhere else that we are. You can find all of our links over at our website at www.ghosttactical.us. If you have any questions or any comments or any ideas for shows, please go ahead and email us at live@ghosttactical.us. I'm looking forward to hearing all of your thoughts and comments on the show. Let us know how you're doing out there. Let us know how we're doing to you out there. And we'll talk to you soon, guys. Semper Fi.